From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was on Capitol Hill today, along with defense officials. She was defending President Obama's new strategy on Afghanistan. At the Senate hearing, Clinton said Afghanistan's president must follow up on promises to fight corruption, and she added the U.S. is sending more civilians, not just military forces, to help Afghanistan. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary Clinton says the Obama administration is on target to triple the number of U.S. civilians in Afghanistan to 974 by early next year, including many experts on agricultural development. As she outlined her diplomatic efforts, Clinton also backed the Afghan plan to bring in moderate Taliban who renounce violence.
So all Afghans should have the choice to pursue a better future if they do so peacefully, respect the basic human rights of their fellow citizens, and reintegrate into their society.
The secretary leaves for Brussels Thursday to try to get NATO allies to send more trainers and troops to support this new strategy, which she said is the, quote, best way we know to protect our nation now and in the future. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Army officials announced today they have charged Fort Hood shooting suspect Major Nadal Hassan with 32 counts of attempted or premeditated murder. That's on top of the 13 premeditated murder charges Hassan is already facing. Latest charges in the November 5th shooting were filed this week and relate to the 30 soldiers and two civilians who were wounded when Hassan allegedly opened fire there. It looks like there will be a recount in Atlanta's tight mayoral runoff election. Only about 750 votes separate the candidates. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr has more.
City Councilwoman Mary Norwood is adamant that every ballot is accounted for. And with the race so close, she says she will ask for a recount.
Because we had over 40,000 supporters that believed in Mary Norwood being the next mayor, because of the importance of this election to all of the citizens of Atlanta, we are going to take this one day at a time, and we're going to see what happens as we do the recount the first of the week.
Election results are expected to be certified over the weekend. That has to take place before Norwood can ask for a recount. She says she's willing to work with her opponent, former State Senator Kasim Reed, if indeed he is the new mayor. Reed has claimed victory and says he's already working on his new administration. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Giant Bank of America has announced it will repay the entire $45 billion in government loans it received during last year's credit crisis and after the purchase of Merrill Lynch. In a statement released today, the Charlotte-based bank said to date it has paid more than $2.5 billion in dividends to the U.S. Treasury. By repaying the government in full, the bank expects to save more than $3.5 billion in future dividend payouts. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 18 points. The Nasdaq gained 9 points. This is NPR. While the actual government employment figures for November are not due out till later this week, a private sector survey shows the labor market improving somewhat last month. ADP Employer Services says its figures show that private employers shed about 169,000 jobs in November, fewer than the 195,000 cut the previous month. In another report, outplacement firm Challenger Grand Christmas also said employers were projecting fewer job cuts. A pioneering music producer has died. Bob Keane founded a number of independent record labels that helped create the sound of the late 50s and 1960s. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
In 1958, Bob Keane had little more than a recording studio in his basement and a golden ear. When he happened across a teenaged guitar player at a suburban Los Angeles movie theater, he signed the kid and renamed him Richie Valens. Keane helped kickstart the careers of Sam Cooke, Barry White, and Frank Zappa. But two of his biggest stars died tragically. Valens on the plane crash that killed Buddy Holly, and a young man from Texas named Bobby Fuller. Fuller was found dead, mysteriously, in 1966, a year after recording that hit. Bob Keane was so shaken he decided to leave music and started selling burglar alarm systems. He died Saturday of kidney failure at 87 years old. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
AT&T and Verizon have agreed to bury the hatchet over Verizon's There's a Map for That commercials, which, through the use of U.S. maps, sought to highlight the difference in available wireless coverage from the two companies. 2 weeks ago, a federal judge had tossed out AT&T's request for a temporary restraining order and permanent injunction. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.